She says if there is a marriage between two persons and they're finding it almost impossible from the way she described it to live together. Every time they have problems coming up and then they reconcile and then they separate. She wants to know what is the best option. Is it best to separate without having a relationship, not speaking to each other, or a divorce?
Well, there isn't a one-size-fits-all answer to it.
Yes.
Marriage has its ups and downs. And one of the main reasons for this is that the spouses don't know their rights. Well, actually, they do know their rights to the fullest, mm-hmm. but they don't know their obligations. So I know my rights, and I always demand them. Mm-hmm. But what are my obligations? This is none of your business. Mm-hmm. I just want my rights to be paid for me and be given to me. Mm-hmm. So I believe that these ups and downs can be easily solved if the intention was pure and if they sought the Islamic marriage counseling, the proper person to come and sit with them, talk with them, mm-hmm. identify who is wrong and who's right and what needs to be done. If this is done, then definitely, inshallah, they would have a win-win situation. But if they already went down this road and it didn't work. So is separation best or divorce? I don't believe that separation would be best unless the wife is not looking for any physical intimacy, since she's not interested anymore, and unless the man gets married again. If he gets married again, then and he agrees on keeping his wife, the mother of his children, not divorce her, and she's not interested in being divorced or getting married again, then this would work fine, inshallah.